Welcome to Novelist Spotlight. This is Mike Consul, your host. One of the most recent things that I read is the memoir from Greg Allman. Greg Allman of the Allman Brothers Band. He started that band along with his brother Dwayne, who tragically died in a motorcycle accident. And Greg Allman has since passed. He died in 2017, a fairly young man. I think he was only 69 years old when he died. But before he died, he wrote his memoir called My Cross to Bear, which is a play on a song that the Allman Brothers made famous early in their career called It's Not My Cross to Bear. Well, what is this cross that he bared during this memoir? It had to do with drug addiction, the death of his brother Dwayne Allman in a motorcycle accident, the failed marriages that he went through, the ego and personality battles between band members. He co-authored that book with Alan Light, but there was something about the writing of this book that's a really powerful lesson, and it reminded me of another rock memoir that I read about 4 or 5 years ago, written by Sammy Hagar. Sammy Hagar he was the so-called Red Rocker back in the day, but he was hired to be the lead singer of Van Halen after David Lee Roth had a falling out with the band. And that book, Sammy Hagar's book, actually hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list. The title was Red, R-E-D, his favorite color. And it was subtitled My Uncensored Life in Rock. And yeah, hit number one on the bestseller list. So Greg Allman's memoir reminded me of Sammy Hagar's memoir because they both tell the story in the same manner, and it's a manner in which there's a lesson to be extrapolated from it, is my point, for fiction writers. It was an eye-opener for me. It was really a good thing that I read this Greg Allman memoir. Again, My Cross to Bear, it's called. I have a niece who read it, and she's the one who alerted me to it. And I went ahead and got the audio edition, which Greg Allman, actually, a guy named Will Patton reads it, and he sounds just like Greg Allman, to me, anyway. Back in the day, long time ago, I was in high school at the time, I believe, or college, and I saw the Allman Brothers Band play. So I saw Greg Allman, and I think it's the only time I've ever been to a concert where they had two drum kits, and these drummers were going in perfect syncopation, and that kind of rhythm was really something. And the Allman Brothers put on their usual, you know, good concert. But years later, I saw Greg Allman, just the Greg Allman Band, at the Celebrity Theater in Phoenix, Arizona, and he opened for Stevie Ray Vaughan. And if you know the Celebrity Theater, it has a circular stage that rotates. It very slowly rotates. It fits several thousand people, but it's not a huge venue. There's just not a bad seat in the house. So you get to see that band who's playing from every angle, and Greg Allman's at the organ with his flowered shirt on, banging away on the keys and singing away in his telltale kind of wailing sort of voice. He's a guy who really sings from the heart, and he had a great guitar player himself. And then, of course, when Stevie Ray Vaughan came out, he just put on a guitar exhibition. And then, of course, Stevie Ray Vaughan ends up dying in a helicopter crash, sadly. I also saw Sammy Hagar back when he was the Red Rocker. He was wearing a red hoodie and performed in Binghamton, New York. I saw him there. That's the same place I saw the Allman Brothers, in the same venue in Binghamton, New York, what used to be called the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. And he put on a nice show, but then, of course, where he really made his name and became wealthy was with as lead singer with Van Halen. So that's just a little bit of background. I've got some history with these guys in terms of the performance and following them. I've always been a big Allman Brothers fan because they're, I think, about the best of Southern rock you're going to find out there. Not so much a big Van Halen fan, though I did see Van Halen live back when David Lee Roth was with the band. And they brought the house down, I have to say. They did bring the house down. So what is it about Greg Allman's bio, the autobiography, I should say, or memoir, and Sammy Hagar's that struck a chord? And it is that when you read these memoirs or you get the audio version of them, and I did both of these in audio, I believe. I know the Allman one I did, and I think I did the same with Sammy Hagar's book, is the approach that they take. First of all, Greg Allman's memoir has a lot of bad language in it. He communicates with you as a reader just like he would communicate with anybody. That's part of what makes it authentic. Sammy Hagar, it's not bad language, but he talks about the life of a rock star, the sex, the groupies, and all that. So my point is that when you're listening or reading either one of these books, they give you very much the sense that you're sitting at the bar having a beer with them, and they're just telling you their story straight away in very plain terms. There's nothing real sophisticated about the writing, but it's great storytelling. And that's a real lesson for fiction writing. Oftentimes we get into the mindset of somebody who needs to be real wordsmiths with the language. And sometimes the best way to tell a story, if we've got a good story, sometimes the best thing to do is just tell it straight away, just like you would tell it to somebody who's sitting across from you. And if we enter that mindset when we're writing our fiction, when we're working on a novel, it can go a long ways. And stop and consider what's really popular today. The people in the publishing business will tell you what's really popular today is so-called autofiction or autobiographical fiction, where the author is telling you a story that is pretty clearly autobiographical, or at least they make it sound autobiographical. Readers today like a strong authorial voice taking them from the beginning of the book to the end of the book. And that's exactly what happens with memoirs and autobiographies, and to a lesser extent with biographies, which is why they're so popular. I think we all run into people who say they really like reading autobiographies or memoirs or biographies because they like the storytelling. They like to hear about how a person's life unfolds, the relationships that come along. And when they're told well, it's just a beautiful thing. And what I'm telling you is that this Greg Allman memoir, My Cross to Bear, and Sammy Hagar's memoir, Red, My Uncensored Life in Rock, is the both of them can be read in a way that's quite inspirational. There's nothing, they're not great writers. There's nothing sophisticated about it, but they're great storytellers. And that's what carries the book. And that's sometimes, I think, the mistake that we make as fiction writers. We like to think of ourselves as great writers, and then we want to put on an exhibition, a writing exhibition. Most people, now, as writers, fellow writers, love to see writing exhibitions because it can be inspirational. We get ideas from that. But your average everyday reader is looking for what? They're looking for a story. They're looking for an interesting story. They're looking for a story that speaks to them, something that makes them feel connected in some way because of the life that's being unfurled in front of them in, say, this autobiography, something that they can relate to, or something that dazzles them, but not from a language level, because an awful lot of people are not looking for, again, flamboyant writing or exhibitionist writing. What they want is a really strong story, a strong storyline, and a really interesting life. And that can be done in fiction. Again, that's why autofiction is so popular. One of the books I recently read that I really enjoyed a lot and is a top seller is called Homeland Elegies. And you can see it in the notes, the author's name in the notes. He's a Muslim American. It's clearly autobiographical. Probably not all of it, but what freedom that gives a person to be able to write about their life and then fictionalize some of it. But it's a very It's a very well-told story. He reads it himself. Again, this one I did in audio. The reason I do so much audio is because all day long as a magazine editor, I'm reading and writing and burning my eyes. And it's a great thing to be able to switch to auditory later in the day. It allows me to consume more literature, more books in general, because I can do it while I'm commuting. I can do it while I'm taking a walk, while I'm exercising, or just while I'm lying in bed. So clearly I'm recommending that you at least take a sample of these books. I think My Cross to Bear is a better book than Sammy Hagar's book, but Sammy Hagar's book hit number one. And I read Sammy Hagar's book years ago, where fresh in my mind is Greg Allman's book. I think there's something to be gained by listening to them or reading them and getting really clear on that conversational style. I don't think I used the word conversational yet, but that's a big part of it. It's very conversational. One person talking to another in a very everyday fashion, but telling really interesting and good stories. And that's what drives it. And we can do that with our fiction. We can do the same thing. It doesn't have to be autofiction. We can be doing something that's third person rather than, say, first person. But even in a third person format, we can make it conversational. We can take a page out of their books and bring to the reader a more personal experience. So I encourage you to check it out. I mean, your experience might be different than mine, but I don't think so. I think that you'll come away feeling that it's giving you another opportunity, another view on things, and maybe another sort of channel for communicating to your readership. As always, thank you for listening. Subscribe to the podcast if you would. Share the link with friends, colleagues, family members, readers, and so on. And as always, best of luck with your writing.